again, ladies and gents. Today we are going to talk about one of the other pre-Columbian civilizations, the Inca. Miss B studied abroad in Cusco, Peru, when she was in college, and while she was there, she studied Spanish, the Inca, and the Peruvian culture. So we are going to use her expertise to learn more about the Inca, who are most famous for their city in the mountains, Machu Picchu.
Thanks for that awesome introduction, Mr. McGoldrick. Living and studying in Peru was probably one of the coolest things I have ever done, and I'm very excited to share it all with you. Don't get me wrong, I was terrified to go live in a different country on a different continent for a semester where it was a different season. It was summer here and winter there. But it ended up being fantastic. It was like I was living in a National Geographic magazine. Every day when I walked to Universidad, I passed all kinds of Inca ruins, and it was pretty cool.
All right, well, first question for you, Miss B. We know that the Inca lived in what is currently Peru, but what other information can you tell us about them? What language did they speak? Did they have a written language?
Good question. The Inca did not have a writing system. Unlike the Maya, they did not have a way to write down symbols or keep track of things using words. So instead, they used a tool called a quipu to record important data, like who they collected taxes from and other important numbers. Their spoken language was called Quechua. Today, some people still speak Quechua, but most people in Peru speak Spanish.
All right. Well, when people think of the Inca, they usually associate this group of people with the mystical city of Machu Picchu. What makes the city of Machu Picchu so special?
Machu Picchu is extra special because historians have not been able to figure out why or how it was built. The Inca did not use the wheel, so historians are unsure of how they got all of the stones they used to build things moved all over the place, way up in the mountains. The only beast of burden or big animal they used was the alpaca. Also, historians don't know why it was built or what it was even used for. It's way up high in the mountain, so even today, it's pretty treacherous to get to. You have to take a train to Aguas Calientes, and then you take a bus that winds all the way up the mountain until you are at Machu Picchu.
Hey, Miss B, speaking of the alpaca, you know where they got the name from?
I do not. Do you have a witty answer for me, Mr. McGoldrick?
Because when the llamas were at the base of the mountains, they would say, "Oh, don't worry, alpaca to bags."
Another great one from Mr. McGoldrick.
There we go. All right, well, Miss B, what religion did the Inca follow?
The Inca were polytheistic. So, in other words, they had religions kind of similar to the Maya. If you remember, polytheistic means that they believed in many gods. One of their main gods was Inti, the sun god. In Quechua, Inti means sun. So obviously, the sun would be something very important to these people since they grew everything they needed. They couldn't just go down the street to the Acme to pick up whatever they wanted to have for dinner. But even today, there are holidays and parades in Peru to celebrate their gods. In June, Peruvians celebrate the holiday Inti Raymi in honor of the sun god. They have people dress up like the sun god. They have lots of floats, dancing, music, food. It's a really fun time.
So a lot of the people there today speak Spanish, but when did the Spanish arrive in Peru? And how did that lead to the downfall of the Inca?
Awesome question, because it is kind of weird. They spoke Quechua all the time, and now all they speak is Spanish. And that's because of Spanish influence. The Spanish started coming to the area of South America where the Inca lived in the early 1530s. The main conquistador associated with this time period is Francisco Pizarro. The Spanish were in search of gold, and the Inca had a lot of it. In fact, a lot of their churches, or not their churches, but their religious centers and any other ritual sites were covered in gold. The ceilings, the floors, the walls, everything were covered in gold. So when the Spanish got there, in order to get the gold, they kidnapped the Inca king at the time, Atahualpa. And they promised that if the Inca gave them all the gold they wanted, the Spanish would release the king. So the Inca did exactly what they were told, and they actually took apart parts of their temples to get all of the gold to give the Spanish. So even though the Inca followed all these directions, gave the gold to the Spanish lied and killed the Inca king Atahualpa anyway. So this story really starts the downfall of the Inca, and by 1532, they were totally conquered by the Spanish.
Wow, Miss B. Well, thanks for all that great information. That's it for us today. Until next time, folks.
Go Bucks!
Go Bucks!